Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, A Theory of Parenting, Team ATP, has decided to bring to you a feature called Lord Have Mercy on Me and Its Progress. And today, what basically we're trying to do is to bring to you information on Lord Have Mercy on Me, which is a song written by Tammy Joyner, dedicated to Markel Green. It's in the country gospel category or genre. And we wrote the song several years ago when we had a brief stay in Lewisburg, North Carolina. And we did bring your show on the song, telling you that we were collaborating with Diamond Garden Music to create a song for our guest segment or a subdivision, which is A Theory of Music on A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. So since that time, we had a chance to make a webpage at www.reverbnation.com, and there we had loads of opportunity to enter our song into different reviews for possibilities of more usage. So we wanted to bring you some of the updates or information on that today, and we thought we would do that today because the song has really, you know, gained a lot of notice, and it also has been, you know, reviewed by a lot of important people as of January 2015. So if you wanted to follow with us and see the activity of the song, you could go to www.facebook.com, and you can look up Lord, L-O-R-D, Have Mercy on Me, and written by Tammy Joyner. And there you'll find, you know, a log or a timeline that tells about all of the activity that the song has generated since we've had that collaboration with Diamond Garden and made the demo CD, and we've been allowing others to review our music and our product for possibilities of, you know, a new, you know, deal in the industry. So we wanted to tell you some of the people that actually had a chance to review the music there at Reverb Nation. So most recently, we did go and join the Voice, which is a TV television show where new artists are allowed to sing a selection. And, you know, their style and, you know, capabilities are judged on presentation. Everything is judged by an audience, and I'm sorry, by several judges. And the judges, you know, will decide if, you know, who wins the song, the Voice. So what happened was Reverb Nation had a category contest where we were allowed to enter Lord Have Mercy on Me into the contest. And the contest would select five different artists to go to a The Voice audition and to sing your own song. So I have my own version, remake of Lord Have Mercy on Me. And me, myself, I wanted to, you know, do that as a demo this year and, you know, allow myself to start gigging this year. And then when Markel graduates from school, then we'll do a family program where he and I will sing Our Theory of Maternity and Togetherness album, which we didn't forget that, but we, since school started and football and all the other activities, we haven't had the chance to go into the studio to actually work on, you know, doing a CD so that we can travel around the region and you know, for gigs and, you know, sing the song. So we also had a chance for The Voice, but we also entered into the Northwest Music Review, and we had a chance for, you know, it's an American Blues Scene review our submission and for this opportunity. And usually they write me back. I haven't, you know, won yet. So we haven't won yet, but that's not the issue. It's just that we've been participating, and we've been learning, and we've been learning how to find information and opportunities for the song. So because of the genre and the country western detailing, we had to find opportunities for that individually. So we did that, and we had a lot of fun there. And we also wanted to get featured 2014, which is the issue of a magazine, and they wanted to select five artists. We didn't get, we didn't win that time either, but we were reviewed. And I'm sure, like, these are industry people. And so to get our song reviewed by, you know, some of the top industry people, we go into the competition sometimes without a gig video. Mind you, you have to have gig video. We have a video, but it's not a gig video. We have a video that we created that you can review for yourself if you want to go to Reverb.com and look up Tammy Joyner or Markel Green. But it's a listing of all the things that we've done on Ethereal Parenting here at Blog Talk Radio. It's a listing of those things. So, just to, show that we have a show that goes along with the song, and that, it is a commitment to the show and a secondary, program on the show, and that we still committed to some type of video footage, but not necessarily our own gig video where we were gigging and we took tape. So without that, we lose a lot of points, but we still get a chance for opportunities. And so we're learning the business and what they're looking for, and we're continuing to enter the opportunities. So we also had an opportunity for AmuseNow.com. They were looking for four artists, and they wanted to do articles on them. And, we entered that, and we didn't get it that either. But sometimes it's just still good to have the top industry people review our music so that we learn to have a stronger piece, and that, more people will have heard it by the time we get where we're going. We also tried an opportunity there that had radio play time, so someone could listen to our music. It was CHMR 93.5 FM, and they had an opportunity there at Reverb Nation that they actually wanted to listen to our song and decide if it was if our submission would actually make the top cut for radio play. So in order to do that too, we also did a crowd review, and it's a 7 is the top score, I believe. If you have a 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, that's like extremely passing. But if you get under a 7, you have to do several different crowd reviews again. So we started with at least one, and we got a 5.5. So it's not like a 3 or a 2 or a 1. We're almost at a 6, and then it takes a 7. So we're like 1.5 point away from actually getting radio time at Reverb Nation and getting loads of advertisements and loads of, footage there on the site. So we're going to continue to, audition for the different opportunities so that we can get a stronger feedback, at our crowd reviews. So we're really happy about that. And Working Brilliantly 2014 was another program that had a listing for three artists. And sometimes it's so thin. They're not looking for 100 artists. They're not looking to do a whole segment, of music. They're not looking to say we need, 100 songs for a night of 100 different, musical reviews or, music review for, 100 different songs. They're usually looking for 3 to 5. So, if you're a gig artist, usually you're going to win that. So it's almost a slim chance sometimes, but the opportunities are still there, and they still, even if they're only looking for 3, they still dig through bags and bags and boxes of music. So we said, why wouldn't you put your CD in there? Why wouldn't you put your MP3 in there? Always ask, if you can join in, and at least you went to the party and you were heard there. And, even if no one, if you were not selected for, prize number 1, 2, or 3, or, top 5, you still, actually put your work in, and, your work is getting a lot of review. So that is great. And so we had opportunity, too, to enter into the AU review. It was October through December 2014. And there they were looking for 3 artists. We got a personal note back from each community telling us that they were thankful, and they thanked us for entering their contest, and they had did a careful review, but they didn't choose us this time, but they wanted us to always come back for their next program and to try again. So we love that. We continue to look for, you know, second chances, and we continue to look for new opportunities. So Reverb is so, Reverb Nation is so awesome. They say, if you didn't win this, don't even get upset. Here are three more opportunities, or seven more opportunities, or 10 more opportunities that you can actually join. So the list is ongoing. It's, you know, an awesome opportunity, and we continue to, you know, just, you know, look for opportunities that will support our song and press that button and, you know, allow our music to be heard and not, you know, keep it for our personal private collection, our family only, our private, you know, Christmas parties, our private Thanksgiving parties, and just for our, you know, friends at A Theory of Parenting only, and, you know, our special guests. You know, we did want to keep it that way at first, but we decided that, wow, what an opportunity. We have a demo, a new promo over at Diamond Garden. Why not go ahead and, you know, enter that music into the mainstream world, the real world, and have our, you know, our names up as a real world opportunity. So we did that. And so also we had a wonderful opportunity last year. And it was a chance to go into Songwriting Magazine. And because I actually wrote the song, and my son is the reason for the song and our dedication to Christianity and Baptist, in the Baptist lifestyle and church and singing, and we had a, you know, a 10-month stay in the South. With that, after writing the song, Songwriters Magazine came out and said that they had an opportunity for, I think, one artist to win a feature in their magazine. And even though we didn't, you know, gig, I think not gigging helped keeps us from actually winning some of the, you know, opportunities, but I feel we'll have a stronger chance when we have our gig footage out. I was told that, but I also think that it's still an awesome opportunity to get some of these magazines to, you know, to look over and listen to our music. So we're like, you know, in the big league, getting the opportunity to have majors review our music, even if we're not selected for top prize. We feel greatly appreciated for that. And in the future, we will have some gig footage there in order to, you know, have more points towards the number one prize. And so we feel, you know, a lot of times, too, I was talking, thinking to myself the other day, I was saying, you know, Songwriter Magazine, you know, must have other opportunities, but this is the one that comes directly from Reverb.com, ReverbNation.com. So I said, why don't, after, like, you know, blogging everything at Facebook, www.facebook.com, and it's Lord Have Mercy on Me, written by Tammy Joyner. And you are here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. I am Tammy Joyner, your host for the show. And today we're talking about Lord Have Mercy on Me, which is a song written by Tammy Joyner. The song was performed by a Diamond Garden Music artist, and her name was Rebecca Torrey. So when you listen to our CD, you'll find out that Rebecca Torrey from Diamond Garden Music actually sang the song for us on our demo tape, and we actually, demo CD, I'm sorry, and we actually, you know, wrote the words to the song. So they put the music to it, their artist, you know, sang the song, and we have a demo in their new promotions department going up to, you know, a veteran, you know, artists, and asking them to review our music at Diamond Garden Music, and they're looking for new music for that album. And so, Troy from the new promotions department down at Diamond Garden Music write me an email back and said, Tammy, your music is getting a lot of you know, attention, and the people are singing the song, they're, you know, picking it up and they're putting it down, but we haven't had the strongest commitment to actual purchase, you know, to put it on their album. But we do, you know, allow other artists to, you know, fiddle around with the song to see if they want to buy it. So we do enjoy that opportunity as well, and we were hoping, had our fingers crossed, that that would come, you know, available. There are loads and loads and loads of entries that we've committed to in the last year or so. And if you want to find out more about the song, if you want to hear the song again, it's there at www.reverbnation, and it's Lord Have Mercy on Me, written by Tammy Joyner. And you're able to find that song there. You can also follow up with, you know, wanting to see, you know, where we entered in, you know, which particular, you know, people gave us the letdown or who gave us the opportunity for a review. You can find us on Facebook.com, and there you'll see, like, loads of entries, and I hope that our audience wishes us luck. We have another song that we're going to do in a few months. We were hoping to get into the studios and do some singing ourselves, opposed to having the rest of our songs, performed by other artists and giving us the CDs. So we'll see what happens with that. It's going to, you know, Markel is planning college, and he also, you know, wants to get with a theory of parenting and do a lecture service. So it would be a nonprofit small business. So we have some other things on the table, and music is definitely a part of the lecture. So it's going to be important to go to the studio. We have to work jobs by day and try to do our gigs by night and our lectures by night. So hopefully we can commit to that schedule. As well as college. So, you know, with a strong, you know, real-world experience, it's going to take time and, you know, some type of scheduling to get this together. So I just wanted to, you know, update the audience, and I, you know, hope you did appreciate that. And we wanted to let you know that our book, A Theory of Cooking 2, this is an update, went live today for a listing on Amazon.com, and we have three or four, maybe five other listings that will be there in the next week or so. So we just wanted you to go ahead and look at Amazon.com, either write Tammy Joyner or Markel Green, and you'll see some of our blurb books also available at Amazon.com now. So we're moving right on up from the self-publishing website right into the bigger websites like Amazon.com. It's a heavy step. And then this summer we're supposed to move Trendsetters, who is scheduled to go into Amazon.com later in the week. We're scheduled to have that into a publishing company this summer, and we're working with Tate. We didn't give up on the opportunity. It was just supposed to be a real-world experience after Markel enters the real world after high school. So we're still planning that. Even if it's an e-book, we decided that we would go with some sort of selection. So that, don't give up on that. We definitely will have that. And if we can't do the e-book selection, we'll still come up with the selection for the book and the format that we were approved for via contract with Tate. So I do thank you for your time and attention to the matter. We'll go on the blog again tomorrow. I think the topic is, staying consistent with your children on a awards program. If they're steadily doing great things, graduating from school and doing the progressing through a senior year, you know, it takes a lot of nice awards to go through the year and money. So we're going to just continue to research that and see if we can find more and more information about how to reward our kids, to bond with them, and also to, support them through their different ventures while encouraging them to have family ventures. I do thank you for your time, attention. We look forward to hearing from you. Write us, call us in. The guest call-in number is on the webpage, so you can listen live, or you can send us an email either through blogtalkradio.com or Facebook. We'll definitely call you back. And I said, if you call us or write us, we'll definitely send you a gift box. So don't forget to enter information about where we can send your gift box, so that would include an address. So until next time, thank you.